Last Word on Today FM.
Andy O'Donoghue is back with us for Tech Thursday. Andy, thank you for joining us. I know when you were with Will last Thursday, you started your New Year's tech resolutions, but you hadn't finished them. So we'll finish them today. And talk to me about what you call upgrading and downsizing your tech, please.
Well, one of the things, Matt, that's kind of come from business users, and this is, I suppose, called consumerization generally, and we've seen it in lots of areas of technology, but essentially right-sizing or downsizing your tech, in a business sense, it means buying technology, using gadgets, there's kind of get you the outcome that you need. They're the right price, you get the right benefit from them, and you get your job done. However, this has kind of been consumerized. So for you and me at home, and really what it means is, I suppose the first thing is looking at things like upgrades. Do you need to upgrade your smartphone or your laptop or your tablet or all your other home tech this year? And then that leads us into what we call right-sizing, which means that not every upgrade needs to be bigger or more expensive. So when the new Samsung comes out, when the new iPhone or the new Google Pixel comes out, is it right for you? Do you have to spend €1,000 or, heaven forbid, even €2,000 on a phone? Because what we should be doing now is really, given the fact that they're expensive, but also the fact that they create more opportunity to be online more, and maybe that's not what we need. So what we can do at the beginning of the year is say, well, what's right for me? Do I need a work phone and a personal phone? Do I need a tablet? Do I need a Kindle? Do I need a smart TV? Because when I've got all these things, I'm probably going to use them. So the idea of right-sizing means buying and keeping and not upgrading the tech that's right for you.
Okay, something else you want to look at is learning to switch off from social media.
Well, and look, in my opinion, Matt, there has probably never been a better time. And we've seen what's kind of happened on Twitter X over the last 6 months. Mark Zuckerberg announced in the last day that Facebook are going to be ending their third-party fact-checking initially in the United States. And so social media has changed an awful lot in the last 12 months. It is going to change even more. Potentially, that will lead to higher engagement. And we've heard Elon Musk talk about Twitter doing really well on engagement, but it may be engagement for the wrong reason. So we also know from research that the mental health benefits of reducing social media are there, and they're well-researched, and not just for young people. So I think this is the time of year when it's a good idea to create those boundaries with technology and start to connect with real world experiences.
It might be a little bit paradoxical to suggest use tech to reduce your use of tech, but tell us about some of the digital detox apps, for example.
Yeah, and it does sound a little paradoxical, but don't forget what I'm talking about is reducing social media. I'm talking about reducing that need that so many of us have for that dopamine hit. You know, is that a like? Is that a criticism? Is that a comment I need to respond to? And so what you can do is you can use tools like Moment or Screen Time, and they will track, and also you can set limits for your social media usage. And they're really useful. I think they're really useful for young people, particularly if parents want to talk to their kids maybe about just slowing down.
Andy, it's like you said earlier, it's not just young people, it's people of our age as well. I mean, I don't know how often, and one of the things I keep meaning to do is have a zone in which maybe I put my mobile phone away for a couple of hours so that I concentrate on what it is I'm doing rather than allowing myself to be distracted by every ping coming from it, or even when there isn't a ping, just to see, is there a new notification? Is there a new Gmail? Is there a new text message that I have to see, when actually, really, I could see it in a couple of hours' time?
I think you're right, Matt. And I think for people of our age, I agree with you completely. So establishing a phone-free zone. I mean, the dinner table seems like the obvious place. And there is this kind of thing that started in America a year or two back called phone stacking, where if you're coming to dinner at the table, you stack your phone, you leave it over there on the kitchen counter, pick it up on your way when you've had your grub, essentially. And there you go. That kind of works. I think it's also a good idea to maybe schedule downtime. One of the things that I've really seen, Matt, over the last couple of years is because with the advent of smart TVs And this idea of second screening. So you're watching a TV show, but you're also on Twitter. You're commenting on the show. Now, if you're watching a complex or complicated drama, that's going to make life difficult for you. But it also means that you're never truly turned off. So you can use features like focus mode on iPhone. And then you also have the digital well-being setting on Android that blocks notifications during specific hours. So if you're watching a blockbuster movie, just watch the movie and forget about the online world.
This might sound counterintuitive given what we've just been talking about, but is it possible that you're not making full use of the technology that you have, that you haven't actually learned how to use all of your apps or your settings to get the most value out of your expensive phone or tablet or whatever?
I think that's also true and also very possible. I mean, most of us use our phones. We take photos. We never post them. We have thousands of them on our phone. We never use them. We fill up our phone. They might get backed up onto our G drive. They fill up our free allocation. You know, so there are lots of little things we can do to get some of the space back. But also, I think we do have an opportunity to use technology. Listen, Matt, honestly, at the advent of the smartphone, at the beginning of all of this, and even social media, we thought this is an opportunity to connect with other societies and cultures around the world for to exchange ideas and debate, to learn about new communities or to learn new skills. Most of us never do that. So I would say that if you have got a smartphone or a good tablet, why not try this year, a week into the new year, look at things like the online learning platforms, places like Coursera or Memrise, which I love, which is brilliant for language learning. Udemy and even LinkedIn Learning offer really good courses for everything, whether it's business or whether it's cooking or whether it's a language. You can use the tech to improve your skills, and that's not a bad use of your time.
Okay, just some of the comments coming in. Alan in Galway says, I put my phone in flight mode from 6 to 10 every night and it's been a great addition to my evenings. Another one says, I have an app called Freedom. It's the best thing I've ever had. You choose what apps to lock and for what times, and it's locked. No getting into the app. Freedom. Then there's another one says, I've been upgrading my GoPro for years, selling on the older version, and I generally get my money back, says Garrett and Sunny Greystones. Is that possible? Can you be clever with your tech, sell it on into the secondhand market, and be able to upgrade to a better new version at relatively little cost?
You can, absolutely. It's well worth doing. And the big companies, and Apple and Samsung particularly, because they're available in Ireland, they have really good trade-in programs. So you don't need to, you don't need to torture yourself in thinking about, do I need to shell out for a new iPhone or a new laptop? So you upload the details, your serial number, you get an estimate of the value, and you tell them how much, or they tell you how much they think it's worth, and you get that. Many places around the country, Matt, you will see in shopping centres, you'll see the secondhand stores, and they will pretty much take everything. And so as your listener says, something like a GoPro or maybe your PS3 or your PS4, maybe your old iPad, maybe three generations old, you can trade them in, you can get some cash that you can put towards a new purchase. But it's also a really good way of recycling, because these devices can go on and do things. And then you always have the option of looking locally, Google and search for local charities who may use them and put them to really good use.
Thank you very much, Andy O'Donoghue, for joining us for Tech Thursday.
The Last Word on Today FM.